Radio Patapou komt naar jou toe met onze uitzendkracht. De sterke zender zorgt voor werkgelegenheid. Radio Patapou collecteert ook voor de kinderbestrijding. Geef gul. Uw geld komt heel goed terecht. Patapou doet het niet alleen, maar belooft het ook. Onze uitzendingen zijn tevens heilig verklaard. Vraag het de paus. Prins Alexander zag ik laatst met een ander. Ik zweer het u.
En dat is beloofd.
It must have been good, it must have been right. Well, to see you standing holding, well, holding me tight. Well, with your arms around me, I know that you are there. You'll never end the distance, I always know you're near. It must have been good, well, it must have been right. Well, to see you standing holding, well, holding me tight. Well, with your arms around me, I know that you are there. Never end the distance, I always know you're near. Well, nothing I can do, well, nothing I can say can make you love me more. Your love remains the same. Well, you gave it all for me. Well, you gladly took my place, put her in myself of all. Well, all my guilt and shame. Well, all my guilt and shame. I must have been strong, well, I must have stood tight. Well, to yield the thoughts around me, that battle in my mind. And knowing you surround me, your wings cool my despair. Whatever my condition, the cross that shows you care. Nothing I can do, well, nothing I can say can make you love me more. Your love remains the same. Well, you gave it all for me. Gladly took my place, would have been myself of all. Well, all my guilt arms around me. I know that you are there. You'll never end the distance. I always know you're near. Nothing I can do, well, nothing I can say, can make you love me more. Your love remains the same. Well, you gave it all to me. Well, you gladly took my place. Well, there in myself of all, well, all my guilt and shame. Well, nothing I can do, well, nothing I can say, can make you love me more. Well, your love remains the same. Well, you gave it all for me. Well, you gladly took my place. Well, there in myself of all, well, of all my guilt and shame.
The popular notion about marriage and love is that they are synonymous, that they spring from the same motives and cover the same human needs. Like most popular notions, this also rests not on actual facts, but on superstition. Marriage and love have nothing in common. They are as far apart as the poles, are in fact antagonistic to each other. No doubt some marriages have been the result of love, not, however, because love could assert itself only in marriage. Much rather, it is because few people can completely outgrow a convention. There are today large numbers of men and women to whom marriage is not but a farce, but who submit to it for the sake of public opinion. At any rate, while it is true that some marriages are based on love, and while it is equally true that in some cases love continues in married life, I maintain that it does so regardless of marriage and not because of it. On the other hand, it is utterly false that love results from marriage. On rare occasions, one does hear of a miraculous case of a married couple falling in love after marriage, but on close examination, it will be found that it is a mere adjustment to the inevitable. Certainly, the growing used to each other is far away from the spontaneity, the intensity, and beauty of love, without which the intimacy of marriage must prove degrading to both the man and the woman. Marriage is primarily an economic arrangement, an insurance pact. It differs from the ordinary life insurance agreement only in that it is more binding, more exacting. Its returns are insignificantly small compared with the investments. In taking out an insurance policy, one pays for it in dollars and cents, always at liberty to discontinue payments. If, however, woman's premium is a husband, she pays for it with her name, her privacy, her self-respect, her very life, until death doth part. Moreover, the marriage insurance condemns her to lifelong dependency, to parasitism, to complete uselessness, individual as well as social. Man, too, pays his toll, but as his sphere is wider, marriage does not limit him as much as a woman. He feels his chains more in an economic sense. Thus, Dante's motto over Inferno applies with equal force to marriage: ye who enter here leave all hope behind. That marriage is a failure, none but the very stupid will deny. One has but to glance over the statistics of divorce to realize how bitter a failure marriage really is. Nor will the stereotype Philistine argument that the laxity of divorce laws and the growing looseness of women account for the fact that, first, every 12th marriage ends in divorce; second, that since 1870, divorces have increased from 28 to 73 for every 100,000 population; third, that adultery since 1867 as ground for divorce has increased 270.8%; fourth, that desertion increased 369.8%. Added to these startling figures is a vast amount of material, dramatic and literary, further elucidating the subject. Robert Herrick in Together, Pinero in Mid-Channel, Eugene Walter in Paid in Full, and scores of other writers are discussing the barrenness, the monotony, the sordidness, the inadequacy of marriage as a factor for harmony and understanding. The thoughtful social student will not content himself with the popular superficial excuse for this phenomenon. He will have to dig down deeper into the very life of the sexes to know why marriage proves so disastrous. Edward Carpenter says that behind every marriage stands the lifelong environment of the two sexes, an environment so different from each other that man and woman must remain strangers. Separated by an insurmountable wall of superstition, custom, and habit, marriage has not the potentiality of developing knowledge of and respect for each other, without which every union is doomed to failure. Henrik Ibsen, the hater of all social shams, was probably the first to realize this great truth. Nora leaves her husband, not, as the stupid critic would have it, because she is tired of her responsibilities or feels the need of woman's rights, but because she has come to know that for 8 years she had lived with a stranger and borne him children. Can there be anything more humiliating, more degrading, than a lifelong proximity between two strangers? No need for the woman to know anything of the man, save his income. As to the knowledge of the woman, what is there to know except that she has a pleasing appearance? We have not yet outgrown the theologic myth that woman has no soul, that she is a mere appendix to man, made out of his rib just for the convenience of the gentleman who was so strong that he was afraid of his own shadow. Perchance the poor quality of the material whence woman comes is responsible for her.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Formula Indie, the music showcase to promote independent music, produced by European Indie Music Network. This is European Indie Music Network, the house of independent artists. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and other services. This is Formula Indie.
I was born in the spotlight, that's where I wanna be. born to die. Without our pleasures, we are born to try. Living in this great land, we are born again. And when a child is born, this is where it began.
Escape. Feel dirty,
down and dry, barely even know your name. But something tells me you just saved my life. Never seen it so bright. Never felt a kiss that night. You glow just like a wandering star. And now you've got me caught in the headlights, asleep at the wrong time, watching you smile and slide away. Nothing will mean more than the night.
chase the clouds with your sunshine. You calm my storm with your lips on my ear. But now it's building up, 'cause you're not here. I never thought you'd leave me in the dust. Better get a move on before I rust. I must go on without you in my life, I must stay strong to bear this broken heart, my love, it's the only way I know, the only way I know, whoa, whoa, you were the sweetest love I ever had, never thought I'd see a day when it tasted bad. Can we stop pretending that there could still be a chance? 'Cause it's breaking me, our lost romance. I must go on.